Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape the community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Elkhart Lake is a popular destination for summer travelers. There are lots of reasons to visit, including its namesake lake and historic racetrack. It's called Road America, and it's much more than just a racetrack. It's hundreds of acres of entertainment that can be enjoyed by the most diehard car enthusiasts or people just looking for a good time. For this month's Wandering Wisconsin, Lake Effect's Becky Mortensen is joined by Amanda Weibel from Travel Wisconsin and John Everett from Road America to learn more about this travel destination.
Road America is iconically referred to as America's National Park of Speed. We are a 4-mile, 14-turn road course on 640 acres, located just south of Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin, and we've been in business since 1955. It's an incredible facility, lots of history. We host about 10 major events a year, but about 500 events total. And what's impressive about that is that we can have 7 or 8 different events going on at one time. A lot of people think it's just racing, and that's not really the case. We have motorcycle schools, driving schools, disc golf. We have corporate events. We have community events. We have everything from family reunions to corporate outings to your basic race events. There's always something to see and do at Road America. You can camp here. We have families camping here for generations. And that's why it's also affectionately known as America's National Park of Speed, because if there isn't something going on track, you do feel like you're staying in a national park.
And this isn't just a place for spectators or car enthusiasts. People actually have the opportunity to get on the track themselves. Is that right?
Yes, it's very exciting. We have lots of wonderful opportunities. So if you can imagine, when you think about iconic facilities around Wisconsin, Lambeau Field or American Family Field, or even Camp Randall in Madison, it's very, very tough to probably get down on the field. Well, with Road America, you can actually get on the racetrack. We have sunset cruising. We have touring at a lot of our events where you pay a small fee and you can actually drive the track in your personal vehicle. But we find a lot of people, if they're excited about the facility, if they want to share family and friends or visitors and say, hey, you know what, we can go drive on Road America. A lot of people have never imagined doing that, and they can simply sign up for a sunset cruise, bring the entire family and drive the track at a low speed for 3 or 4 laps. Or if they want to go a little bit faster, sign up for one of our performance schools or driving schools. It's great. It's exciting. It's something different and unique for people to do. And not a lot of people can say that they can get down on the field at Lambeau Field during a game or American Family Field to watch a home run, or even a Camp Randall to watch their favorite college score a touchdown. But at Road America, you can.
So you mentioned there are clubs and schools as well. So what kind of things do you offer and how can people take part in those?
Lots of different types of clubs and schools have events here, everything from karting to the Sports Car Club of America to Mustang clubs, Ford clubs. If you're a car aficionado, if you're an enthusiast or even a purist, you can find a club for you or a club event for you. But there's also schools. Our motorcycle school graduates the most amount of M-certified graduates in the state. So if you're interested in riding a motorcycle, learning to ride a motorcycle or school, we have an online course, and then you actually come and you get range time on brand new Yamaha motorcycles and scooters, which gives you the confidence and the courage to go out there on the roads, and you learn from certified instructors in a closed course environment. We also have driving schools from teen driving to winter driving and also performance driving. So a lot of kids are thinking about going back to school or going off to college. Parents are a little bit nervous about sending them out on their own. You can put them in our teen driving program and they can learn a lot more confidence behind the wheel, driving in all types of conditions in a closed course environment. Performance driving is much the same. A lot of people like to buy BMWs, Mustangs, Camaros, Corvettes, Porsches of the like, but they're probably not familiar with the performance characteristics of the vehicle and how to maintain safe driving while they're out on the roadway. So we encourage them to sign up for our performance driving classes where they can learn all of the great performance characteristics of the vehicle, plus braking, collision avoidance, things like that when there's deer out on the highways. And then they have more confidence behind the wheel of their performance car. So our performance driving schools are great because you can learn all about those cars. You can get them up to speed in a closed course environment, and you can really enjoy the thrill of your most recent purchase, especially if you're an enthusiast.
So this is clearly more than just a racetrack. There's 650 acres with all different kinds of things that you can do. So can you talk a little bit more about what else this place has to offer?
We truly love it when people come through the gates because Road America was designed a little bit differently. If you think about American Family Field or Lambeau Field, you come in, you have a ticket, you're designated to a section or a seat. At Road America, that's not the case. You drive through the gates and you can move around our entire 650-acre property and find different viewing locations during some of our major events. You can peruse the paddock shop. You can camp. You can bring in your own coolers and pop-up tents, and you can move from one location to the other as far as viewing things on track. If you're not interested in viewing things on track, it doesn't have, you don't have to be a race enthusiast. We have disc golf. We have go-karting. We have lots of things for families to see and do, such as our family fun zone during major events. There's also wood carvings where you can have sort of your own little scavenger hunt, so to speak, and find wood carvings all over the property. We have geocaching. We have lots of amazing concession stands. So if you think about your favorite foods from the state fair, or even from the county fair, or something that you've never tried before, we have 14 concession stands located throughout the property and clean, beautiful bathrooms within walking distance from some of our favorite locations. So that's what's really great too, is people don't have to travel very far to have a nice clean bathroom or to have some incredible food that they can bring back to their favorite lawn chair, sit under a shade tree, put their feet in green grass, and watch some world-class racing.
Well, that sounds nice. And the history of Road America is pretty interesting. So can you share some background on how the track got started?
Absolutely. It's an incredible story. Back in the early 50s, road racing was prominent in lots of areas of the United States because you had soldiers coming back from World War II and bringing high-performance vehicles back from Britain, such as Jaguars and MGs and BMWs and things of the like. So they were racing them on roadways in different parts of the country. That was banned in the early 50s. They raced them here in Elkhart Lake. There's a road course, a historical road course around Elkhart Lake that was from 1950 to 1952 until road racing was essentially banned. So Cliff Tufte, a civil engineer, got together with some local enthusiasts from the Sports Car Club of America and also the Chicago region, and purchased about 525 acres of land outside of Elkhart Lake. These were several dairy farms that were linked together. Some of the stone walls that separated some of the pasture areas are still visible on the property and separate some of our camping areas. And it's called Road America because Cliff Tufte walked the land and he wanted a racetrack that emulated road course racing, similar to racing around the village of Elkhart Lake. So he walked the land, and wherever he put a stake in the ground, there was either a turn or a corner. And he also wanted it to mirror the natural topography. There was no grading. There was no leveling. There was no concerns about drainage or anything at that time. Road America was constructed. They raised shares as far as stocks go. We are publicly owned but privately traded, much the same as the Packers. So he got shareholders involved, raised the funds, built the race course, and it opened up in September of 1955, and we've been going ever since. Interestingly enough, when Cliff walked the terrain and formed the 4-mile 14-turn course, that course has not changed since Cliff walked the land. It is still the same width, it is still the same configuration, and drivers all over the world love it.
Yeah, and while there have been some updates, the track is in its original form. So why does that make Road America unique from other places like it?
When you think about racetracks around the country, especially road courses, a lot of them were old airstrips back in the day that trained pilots for World War II, such as Sebring, such as others. If you look at racetracks such as Lime Rock or Watkins Glen or even Sonoma, especially road courses, or even newer road courses, Circuit of the Americas down in Texas, these are all road courses that were built. So you had grading of the land, you had leveling, you had a lot of things that were taken away from the land. Road America is special and drivers love it because you have left and right turns, sweeping turns, lots of elevation changes everywhere from almost 175 feet in elevation changes from turn 14 up to the start finish. And that's what's amazing and what drivers love it is because it feels like you're on a real road. It feels like a merry-go-round, lots of drivers like to say. It's an incredible challenge from a racing standpoint because sometimes you don't know what you're going to experience when you take the rise of a hill and make a turn until you've driven it once or twice before, and then you realize, wow, the amounts of G forces, the amount of grip that drivers are encouraged to experience, they truly love, and it really brings out the racing nature, the joie de vivre, so to speak, that these drivers love. If you win at Road America, it's truly a notch in your belt. We've had a lot of technological advances in the track, including a complete repave in 2022, where over 7,000 data points were collected. So when they completely pulled up over 18,000 tons of old material, they put back the new material exactly as they found it. So the track has not changed, but the asphalt surface is entirely new, including the paddock and the pit lane. But drivers love it. Everybody truly loves coming here from a racer standpoint or a fan standpoint because you're seeing history in the making every single day when you cross the start finish at Road America.
So I looked through your calendar of events, and there's stuff happening on the track almost every day in the summer, but you've got a vintage weekend coming up in September. What can you tell me about that event?
Road America is super excited with vintage because it gets us the chance to pay homage to our history as well. Every era of racing from pre-war, where you see vehicles from 1920s all the way up until the early 30s, to post-war, all the way up to modern day Formula One cars from the 90s will be on track. It's a very casual environment. Fans and children love it because they get to walk right up close and personal to the cars. Every car has a story. So you might see a car that Mario Andretti raced at Monaco back in the 70s. You might see a car that was raced in Formula One in the 90s. You might see a car that was raced at the Indianapolis 500 in the 50s. And that's what's really special. It is a photographer's dream with the colors changing on the trees and the green grass and these beautiful, bright, colorful cars that emulate every era of history of racing. And that's going to be coming up September 13th through the 15th at Road America. We have two bookend vintage events that start and end sort of our season, as well as one in mid-July. So that's what's great about Road America, is because not only does our facility have the history from being founded in 1955, and every major racer has made a notch here, but now you get to see the cars that many of these legendary racers actually raced that are still racing. And that's really exciting for everybody to see.
So, Amanda, I'm going to turn to you. Elkhart Lake is a beautiful place to visit in the summer. And if people want to take a little break from the track, what are some other things you could do on a visit there?
There are so many things to see and do in the area. So, whatever your interest is, you are going to find something special to enjoy. If you're seeking a little pampering after a day at the track, I suggest visiting Aspira Spa. It's at the Osthoff Resort, and you're going to find all kinds of services designed to improve your wellness. They've got massages, unique body treatments, yoga classes, and even a salt room to enjoy. Or, but maybe you want to do a little more off-track cruising yourself and drive the Kettle Moraine Scenic Drive. It starts in Elkhart Lake and weaves through forests and countryside for 115 miles. It's a great leisurely road trip route, especially if you're coming from the Milwaukee area. And you'll want to be sure and stop at Parnell Tower for some really beautiful views, especially as those leaves start to change. It's going to be stunning. And then don't forget to enjoy the namesake lake. Elkhart Lake is one of Wisconsin's deepest and clearest lakes, so you're going to want to paddle, boat, fish, or maybe even just enjoy a great sunset over the lake from Fireman's Park.
So, if people weren't able to secure a campsite or a cabin at Road America, where else could they stay in the area?
Elkhart Lake is known for its resort-style accommodations, and there are a lot of great ones to choose from. The Shore Club, Seabickens Resort, and the Osthoff Resort are all located next to each other on the lake. And at any of those, you're going to find really comfortable accommodations, great food, lots of fun for the overnight option. But they also all have their own unique draws and amenities. The Tiki Bar and Lounge, for example, is a popular option at the Shore Club. At the Osthoff Resort, I mentioned the spa, but you could also pursue your culinary passions at their on-site cooking school, which sounds so much fun. Or you might be charmed by the historic hotel at Seabickens Resort, in addition to their modern condo-style units.
And as John mentioned, there are some great food options at Road America, but could you share a couple other options for dining in Elkhart Lake?
Another great pit stop for food is the Stop Inn Tavern. True to the theme, the walls and ceiling are really just a mosaic of racing memorabilia, signs, stickers, and decor. You can enjoy lunch and dinner on the weekends, and you're going to find all of your favorite pub favorites. But you're also going to be surprised by some of the dishes on the menu, like their maple glazed carrots that incorporate locally produced goat cheese as well as maple syrup. And if you're looking for some upscale dining, you're going to want to check out the Paddock Club. They work with ingredients that are in season to prepare these amazing, fresh, mouth-watering dishes. And you can find small plates and starters like their mushroom risotto fritters, or maybe then you'll savor some fresh pasta or another well-crafted entree. And I love this. The Paddock Club even offers a three-course meal for the kids. So they might start with an item like the ranch-topped salad, then have chicken tenders for their main course, and top it all off with an ice cream sandwich.
All right, for both of you, Road America draws in close to 1 million people during the summer months, and I saw you've had a few celebrity visitors over the years. So, what do you think it is that draws so many people to this experience?
Without question, it really started with the village of Elkhart Lake, and it's very casual, quaint, and non-pretentious. Celebrities and various individuals of the like love the fact that they can walk down the streets and the shops and visit the various markets and stores and not be inundated with stares or autographs or things like that. Celebrities from Michael Jordan to Tim Allen, most recently Patrick Dempsey. Paul Newman actually filmed the movie Winning here in 1968. So it's really the area that we're very, very proud of. We work very, very closely with the Chamber of Commerce and also the other local businesses because we love the provenance of it and at the same time the unpretentiousness of it. So there's lots of things to see and do. Very, very exciting from golf to resorts, as Amanda mentioned, and also Road America. And it's a place where you immediately step outside you're able to unwind, whether you want to be at Road America, driving, racing, enjoying it, or actually being in the village of Elkhart Lake. We like to say it's Wisconsin nice, all wrapped into one. And that's why people love coming back here.
That's so well said. The appeal really is a little bit of everything that John has been talking about. The experience at Road America, it is centered around the track, but it's so much more than those 4 miles. There's this amazing camaraderie that you feel cheering with thousands of other fans. It's that true immersive experience that is so unique, getting that chance to view the cars up close and personal, to actually get to be on the track. And then all of the things to see and do outside of Road America in the Elkhart Lake area. I just absolutely agree with that too. And who would guess that such a massive attraction is outside of a town of just 941 people? I really think that just speaks to how unexpected Wisconsin is and all of the amazing experiences that you can discover in every corner.
Well, Amanda and John, thank you so much for joining me for Wandering Wisconsin.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
John Evert is the communications director for Road America, and Amanda Weibel is the communications officer for Travel Wisconsin. They both joined Lake Effect's Becky Mortensen for this month's Wandering Wisconsin.
You can find more interviews like this one by visiting wuwm.com/lakeeffect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.